So an important concept to grasp in programming is the notion of scope. Scope can be defined as the context in which a variable is visible or accessible. For example, let's say we have a function main that is supposed to increment a variable x from 1 to 2. As we can see, main initializes x to 1, prints out some text, then runs the function increment, before printing more text. If this function were to run correctly, it would print out x as 2. Let's try it. So, as you can see, main does not do what we expect it to. It returns the value 1 rather than the 2 we expected. The reason for this bug can be explained by scope. In the function main, we initialize x only within the function. In other words, the variable x is declared locally within the function main and is not accessible outside of the function. Only main can access x in this situation. When we call increment, we do not pass x as the input, but merely a copy of x. As a result of this, the function increment only adds the value 1 to a copy of the value of x, but not to x itself. When we return to main, x itself hasn't changed at all, so printing out x will only yield the value of 1. Well, then that leaves the question, how should we fix this function? One solution is having increment return a value. In this way, the function increment will give us back an integer. So here's our revised code, with the altered increment function. Here, we instead return the x plus 1, rather than just end with x being equal to x plus 1. Also, take notice that we replaced the output of increment, previously void, with int, stating that increment will now pass back an integer value. Now, after increment runs, it will return with a value of 2, exactly as we intended. Another situation that demonstrates scope's importance is in scopeloop.c. In this code, we have a for loop in which the variable total is initialized during each step. Unfortunately, this code does not compile. This is because the variable total actually does not exist outside of the for loop. Variables declared within loops only exist within the loop itself, and as demonstrated in our error message, total undeclared, the variable total has yet to be declared within the scope of the function main. Furthermore, during every iteration of our for loop, we are reinitializing our total to 0. This itself does not keep the code from compiling, but it would prevent total from ever summing to a value past 1. Again, what's the best way to fix this? One of the easier methods includes making total local to the function main, rather than to the loop itself. This will allow total to actually increment and ultimately allow it to be printed after the for loop. Another technique that I'll only briefly summarize would be the usage of global variables. Global variables are variables that are declared before main that maintain their value throughout the entire program. Of course, functions can change the value of a global, but they do not go out of scope like local variables. However, using global variables tends to be frowned upon as bad design, since there are better ways of sharing data among functions. For instance, using pointers, but more on that at another time. Finally, it's important to have an understanding of scope in the context of the computer's memory, or RAM. When we execute a program, local variables and functions are added to a specific location in the RAM called the stack. As functions return, the stack frames of the variables are effectively removed from the stack, freeing up more memory. So when reviewing scope, make sure you remember these three key points. 1. Scope can be either local or global. It depends on where the variable is declared. 2. Variables declared or initialized in functions are local to that function and cannot be changed by other functions, at least not without using pointers. Finally, variables are also local to loops that are declared within. The variables are not accessible outside of the loop. That's all for now on scope. Thanks for watching.